You are on the air.
Chair, we are on the air and you can have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Good afternoon, everyone. The time is 3 p.m. September 17th. I call the Osage Nation Health and Social Services Committee meeting to order at this time. Give me just a moment. The first item on our agenda is prayer. And Congresswoman Rebar, would you be kind enough to offer us a prayer this afternoon?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you again for giving us the opportunity to speak to you. Would like to ask blessings for the Osage Nation, particularly everybody that's still in mourning, Father God. I ask that you be with all of our people, all of our, all of the natives in Indian Country, Father God. And that you just lift us up in spirit, and I pray that we follow your will, Father God, that our eyes and hearts and souls will be open to hear you. And I just thank you again, Father God, for this day. And thank you for this opportunity that we're here to serve our people. And all these things I pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Rebar, for the prayer. Roll call, please, Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Sabler.
Present.
Congressman Bickford.
Present.
Congresswoman Scott.
Present.
Our Speaker Pratt. Speaker Pratt. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Lemon.
Present. We do have a quorum. Thank you, committee. Next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. The minutes are attached to the calendar invite. If we could take a moment to look at the 9/16/2020 minutes. We'll get you down as here, Speaker Pratt. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We're going over the minutes right now.
Chair Lemon, this is Alice.
Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'm looking at minutes. It says September 15th.
Oh, okay. I've missed that then.
That's what I'm seeing attached.
It is. So the 16th is the wrong 15th is the wrong date. Is that not right, Madam Chair? Because this did occur yesterday in our meeting. We got the direct response update, and then we reviewed the financial assistance budget, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That would be correct.
Okay. So we just need to amend the date. Thank you.
You're welcome. Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
There's a motion on the floor. A second by Congresswoman. Thank you very much. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries. The minutes have been approved. Thank you, committee. I just wanted to go down the agenda here. Congresswoman Stabler did reach out to me concerning the ONCA 2078, and she would just like to, at this time, we're just going to move it to another agenda next week. There is some more discussion that needs to happen before she's ready to present this legislation. So if the committee has no objection, we're going to go on and move down to the next item agenda. Hearing no objection, the next item on our agenda is ONCA 2079, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16, ONC, subsection 3-105, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rebard is the sponsor of this legislation. Congresswoman Rebard is here, and ma'am, you may have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this legislation has two amendments. You'll find under 3-105, under A, we removed, I think it said, you must be a duly enrolled member of the Osage Nation. And I wanted to just remove that word duly, just for consistency within other bills. And I wanted to point out that I have asked that under B, that we include a deadline, an enrollment deadline for health benefit. I believe last year is when we started doing it, that everybody had to re-enroll. And so, as I understand it, currently our citizens can re-enroll or enroll at any time throughout the year. And I just thought that it would be more manageable, the benefit itself, if we had an open enrollment period, just like you do with any type of insurance. Same thing with our scholarships and other programs that we offer throughout the nation. So those are my two amendments. We also included some verbiage that applications could be accepted past the enrollment deadline upon an applicant experiencing a life event, such as the birth of a child, a legal adoption, or an adult being named as a guardian by another person by a court of law. And so that is the description of the two amendments that I'd like, that I've proposed in this bill, ONCA 20-79. Are there any questions?
This is Alice. I don't have any questions, but I do have a comment. Chair Lemon.
Sorry. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. I was had mute on.
Just that I support it. This has probably been a long time coming. I support the deadline. I just think that it's a moving target not having any sort of enrollment period, and it makes it really difficult for not only the people that process, you know, the forms, but it makes it difficult to even appropriate the dollars. And since, so I can see where there might be some individuals that aren't a proponent of an enrollment period, but I really think that including this language is going to help help with this process of being able to appropriate dollars in a more, I don't know what the word is, in a way that we're a little bit more accurate, I guess, is how I'm looking at it. So kudos to second speaker Rebard on filing this.
Madam Chair, this is Jason. May I make a comment?
Yes, thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. And Mr. Zahn, you have the floor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. By one comment I would make is I would suggest that we have a start date in the law. We have the end date, but that not having a start date's a bit confusing because then I think technically we could, you know, start enrollment in January or February. But if we had like October 1st to December 15th or September 15th or something to give them, to give individuals, you know, maybe 2.5-3 months time to enroll each year.
Chair, this is Rehard, and I think that's a great point. And I actually wanted to bring that up with Chief of Staff. Are you seeing different start dates as we move forward in these benefits? I don't know that, I mean, is it September 1st and then it could be September 27th or October? Is it always consistent?
May I answer, Madam Chair? Yeah, it hasn't been with the Plan F. They normally begin 1 October and they'll close it at probably the first or second week in December. And that's the only time for the enrollment for the Plan F Part D. So if, you know, if we could possibly do a 1 October and extend it out to 31 December, that would give constituents 90 days to apply for their health card. And we would just have to let them know the closer that you apply towards December, you know, your card will not get to you on 1-1. I mean, it'll be a week or so. So, you know, encourage everyone to enroll early to ensure that they'll have their card by January 1st and be able to use it if they need it on that day.
Chair, this is Rehard.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I have no problem, you know, amending this legislation to have a start date of October 1st through a deadline of December 31st. I think that makes total sense to have a start date. I just didn't want to put a start date that the executive branch couldn't follow through with.
Madam Chair, may I comment?
Absolutely. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we've been, I've been with RT Consulting the last 2 months talking about this, and we had a target date of getting all the information out there about open enrollment coming up on September 21st. So next Monday, we planned on shooting out emails reminding people about open enrollment. Then we could, you know, if the law is passed and it says 1 October, then we're right there ready to go. We have the website already ready with Mr. Tutty. You just got to click the live button and WageWorks, I'm sorry, RT Consulting. RT Consulting has it set up to where they can make it easier for members who are already enrolled in our system to re-enroll with just a few clicks already, if that's what, I mean, that's kind of what we planned.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Binkhorst, you have the floor.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, I think it's a great idea. My thought was if we move it, first of all, we need to close the open enrollment, and I agree with that. If we made it in the spring, then your Part D and Part F is in the fall, and so to me, it would be a good idea to move it to the fall, around October, September, as Jason mentioned. That way we have all of our re-enrollments all in the same season.
Thank you, Mr. Big Horse.
And Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes.
And then that will give us the ability to run reports in January and let the Congress know where we're at and how much money we can expect to spend, you know, total liability. And because normally, I mean, you can look at some of the enrollment numbers. You'll have 600 in March, 800 in April, 780 in May, 735 in June, and it drops to 100. One year we had November had 612 new members. So, and that's, you know, you technically currently the way it's set up, if you apply on December 1st and, you know, you get your card by December 14th, you have $500 to spend and you got 2 weeks before it'll become rollover. So that's my comment.
Thank you, Mr. Zahn. Committee members or any other members of Congress, the floor remains open. Hearing none, I do have a comment concerning this particular topic. I actually had some conversations about a year ago, or maybe it was back in March. I have visited with some of the other members of Congress that were on this committee last year. And I did visit with Mr. Zahn also at length concerning an open enrollment date. And I had hoped that that the executive branch would institute the open enrollment date, but after some careful consideration, Mr. Zahn was able to relay to us that, or to me anyways, when I ask, you know, did you actually institute a policy for open enrollment to stop? I believe I had suggested March, the end of March. Did I not, Jason, last year?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. We thought at that time that they could do it as a policy, but Jason, it couldn't be done as a policy. Could you elaborate on that as to why you?
Well, the current, yes, ma'am, the current health benefit law states in there specifically that in order to make a change to the benefit, it has to be an act of Congress. So we consider limiting the number of months you have to enroll as a change of a benefit, for sure.
And so, thank you, Mr. Zahn.
That's why we didn't do that.
Oh, and after I followed up and asked about that particular question and found out that they did not, you know, institute the policy, I was very happy to see Congresswoman Rebard's piece of legislation be introduced, because I am a proponent for what you would call an enrollment period. We have those in other areas of our lives, and exactly what Congresswoman Goodfox mentioned, this is a giant moving target that has been had an unfunded liability for several years, and it has grown. What did you, was it 365%, Mr. Zahn?
Over the last decade, yes, ma'am.
That's how fast it has grown. And with the situation that we're in of the unknown going forward as far as COVID-19 and anything further that could come down in this wonderful year of 2020, I am a proponent and support this legislation, Congresswoman Rebard, and I would support the amendment also. If somebody wants to propose an amendment.
Madam Chair, this is Trey.
Ah, Mr. Gill, yes.
I've been listening to the conversation and I've drafted an amendment. If somebody wants to move after I read it.
Okay, go right.
Sure. On ONCA 2079, page 1, line 32, strike on or before the annual enrollment deadline of, and insert between October 1st and.
So moved.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't say that. Okay. I had a, was the last piece October, December 31st, Mr. Gill?
No, I left the language in there of December 15th, so that it will read that they have to apply between October 1st and December 15th. That will give 2.5 months to the members to apply.
Okay. And we have, okay, thank you, Mr. Gill, for repeating. I lost you that last sentence there. So Congresswoman Goodfox made the motion, and I believe Congresswoman Stabler seconded. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, we'll go to a vote. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries. Okay, we're back. So we had the amendment made, and I see Mr. Gill taking it over to the clerk. Okay, committee, do you have any further discussion or questions concerning this piece of legislation?
Anybody? I move to report bill number ONCA 2079 to Congress with the due pass as amended.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second, Stabler.
Seconded by Stabler. Thank you very much. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Hearing none, ONCA 2079 will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Next item on the agenda is adjournment. Committee?
So moved. So moved.
And do I hear a second? Second by Big Horse. Thank you very much. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you, committee. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Chair, this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to remind you that I will be sending a committee report for you.
Ah, yes. Okay, thank you very much. I will be looking for it.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. I was digging.